Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Friday, January 17th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: China's GDP growth slowest since 1990. Alphabet enters 4-comma club. And Microsoft will erase carbon footprint. Leading today's news: a bruising trade war with the U.S. and sputtering investment saw China's GDP growth expand by 6.1% last year, as a slowdown rippled through many sectors of the economy. While that was the lowest level in nearly three decades, the figure met expectations, falling within the government's target of 6% to 6.5% for 2019. Trade deal help. Beijing is counting on improving consumer confidence and consumption to play a major role in boosting growth this year, according to Ning Jiz, China's chief statistician. In other news, despite heightened regulatory scrutiny, big tech is bigger than ever before. Alphabet became the fourth U.S. tech company to reach the $1 trillion market cap level on Thursday, following Apple, Microsoft, and Amazon, which has since slipped back to about $930 billion. FAM is replacing FANG? Adding Facebook into the group, the five most valuable U.S. tech companies are now worth a massive $5.2 trillion, accounting for over 17% of the S&P 500. Microsoft has thrown down the climate change gauntlet to its big corporate rivals, with plans to launch a $1 billion fund encouraging the development of new carbon reduction and removal technologies. The company pledges to be carbon negative by 2030, and by 2050 will remove enough carbon to make up for the emissions and electrical consumption since Microsoft's founding in 1975. If the last decade has taught us anything, it's that technology built without these principles can do more harm than good, CEO Satya Nadella said at a media event. Coming a bit late to the streaming wars, NBC Universal's new Peacock service will support multiple tiers, including free, ad-supported at $5 a month, and advertising-free at $10 a month. The premium tier will have about 15,000 hours of programming, including the originals, NBC broadcast series, and key reruns, while the lower tier will have about half as much content. By 2024, NBCU expects to reach 30 million to 35 million active accounts for the service, which will launch nationwide on July 15th, and on April 15th for Comcast customers. The Gap board concluded that the cost and complexity of splitting into two companies, combined with softer business performance, limited the retailer's ability to create appropriate value from the separation plan. Gap shares are up 5.5% pre-market on the news, which also saw the departure of Neil Fisk, president and CEO of the Gap brand. Looking ahead, the board intends to appoint a new CEO to oversee the full portfolio of brands and corporate strategy. Fueled by soaring tech stocks and a solid start to the earnings season, the S&P 500 crossed the 3,300 mark for the first time on Thursday, while other main U.S. indexes broke record highs. Sentiment was further lifted by data that showed U.S. retail sales rose 0.3% in December, indicating the U.S. economy maintained a moderate growth pace at the end of 2019. More record highs are in store today as U.S. stock futures point to gains of 0.3% before another round of economic stats that include consumer sentiment figures and the latest jolts. Christopher Waller, director of research at the St. Louis Fed, will probably hold views on the board similar to his current boss, Jim Bullard. The latter was a strong proponent last year of an insurance cut to help businesses worried by trade uncertainty, and was in favor of even steeper cuts in September. The nomination of Judy Shelton, an advisor to the Trump campaign in 2016 and recent U.S. director of the EBRD, is more controversial. She has a long history of unorthodox economic commentary, like questioning the basic role of the Fed and advocated pegging the dollar to the gold standard. The U.S. government will begin issuing 20-year bonds in the first half of 2020, as budget analysts expect years of continued growth in the federal budget deficits. We seek to finance the government at the least possible cost to taxpayers over time, and we will continue to evaluate other potential new products to meet that goal, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin declared. Offering a 20-year bond would be a reintroduction of a security last issued in March 1986. The USMCA trade agreement will now head to President Trump's desk more than 14 months after the three countries agreed to the deal, and will take effect once Canada ratifies the accord. The pact opens Canadian dairy products to American producers, implements stricter rules for auto part rules of origin, and updates digital trade and copyright rules, among others. Industry groups have hailed the trade deal and said it would provide sorely needed certainty to revive investment flows. The Phase 1 U.S.-China trade agreement could violate WTO rules, according to EU Trade Commissioner Phil Hogan, whose team will analyze the document in detail. At issue is whether China's pledge to increase purchases of U.S. goods and services by at least $200 billion over the next 2 years is WTO compatible. "We're not trigger-happy about taking cases to the WTO. We don't want to create that impression. But we'll stand up for our own economic interests," he said. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, crude oil and gold are all set to open in the green. On today's economic calendar, consumer sentiment is out at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.